The UN Children's Fund sees the situation of children in Africa as a patchwork quilt of good and bad news, but mostly bad.
An absolutely, absolutely terrible year for children in Africa. We're looking at man-made as well as natural disasters in the Horn of Africa, particularly bad.
UNICEF spokesman Michael Bosiku says about 1.5 million people are affected by heavy flooding in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia.
By the end of the year, right around the time people are celebrating Christmas in other parts of the world, we're talking about 3 million people affected by the floods. And high percentage of that are children. I'd say at least one-third are children that are being affected.
And then he says there's the scourge of AIDS, which has orphaned children in unprecedented numbers.
For example, by the end of 2005, 12 million children across sub-Saharan Africa had been orphaned by AIDS. You have a lot of stories in places like Darfur, for instance, of children, if not losing their parents, they themselves are being victims of killings, of torture, of being drafted into military service, you name it, the problems are there.
Marie-Christine Boucombe is Deputy Director of the African Bureau at the UN Refugee Agency.
The refugee children facing the same kind of problem that all forcibly displaced persons are facing. That means the security, the need for assistance. But because of the natural vulnerability, because they are children, they are also exposed to some additional problems.
She says women and children comprise three-quarters of the 2.6 million refugees in Africa, and 44% of them are children under 18. She says refugee children are sometimes separated from their parents. It may take years before their parents are traced. Sometimes they are never found.
Because of their vulnerability, they may be much more exposed to sexual abuse, and also to military recruitment, you know, that in countries that are under conflict. This is a recurrent problem of recruitment of children.
The United Nations says there are an estimated 300,000 child soldiers around the world. Most are fighting in conflicts in Africa. In the midst of these tragedies, Boucombe says there is some good news to report. She says many long-enduring conflicts have ended, and after years in exile, thousands of refugees are going home. She says about 90,000 refugees have gone back to Sudan, and more than 400,000 refugees and internally displaced people have returned to Liberia.
We also have a repatriation to DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, which is going on well. The repatriation to Angola is almost at the end. So there are some success stories at least, so it's not all bad.
A recent report by the World Health Organization calls sub-Saharan Africa the most dangerous region in the world for a baby to be born. It says nearly 1.2 million babies die in the first 28 days of life, but it says about 800,000 of these lives could be saved by applying a few simple medical procedures. WHO Child and Adolescent Health Department Director Elizabeth Mason says they include immunizing women against tetanus to prevent neonatal tetanus and providing a skilled attendant at birth.
Treating newborn infections promptly and educating mothers about proper hygiene, keeping the baby warm, and exclusively breastfeeding their infant. These interventions are also not expensive. They would cost approximately $1.39 US per capita, or $1 billion per year.
Dr. Mason says six low-income African countries have made significant progress in reducing deaths among newborn babies by using some of these measures. She says the reduction ranges from 47% in Eritrea to 39% in Burkina Faso and 20% in Tanzania and Malawi. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。